You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I'm your host for this episode, Chris Chambers, and I am here today, as always, with
Andrew Chamberlain from Jericho Road Ministries.
Absolutely. And so Andrew and I are going to talk a little bit today about a topic that Andrew has brought to the table. So Andrew, why don't you tell us a little bit about what we're going to be discussing today?
Yeah, so I think we're all kind of tired of this pandemic and talking about it, but at the same time, we want to learn some lessons through it because it is a teaching moment. And it's not just the pandemic. Hopefully it is, you know, we're all going to face some challenges in our business, from recessions to you name it, whatever kind of challenge that we may face. And so we put together this idea, some things that we've learned through this challenging time. We got five topics or five subheadings that we've learned through this that we wanted to share, talk about. And we also accessed a couple articles, one from Inc.com, how to help your company thrive in a recession when others are trying to survive. And then also the balance, the balances MB.com. Business thrive through tough economy. So we looked at these two resources, we took from our own experience, and we got five. So I want to list these five and then we'll jump in. Consistency, thoughtful, flexibility, enduring, and growth. So again, those are first one that we want to look at here is consistency, and then thoughtfulness, flexibility, enduring, and then growth. So we're going to dive into those five. So consistency, what we mean by this is that you have to keep doing where you're needed, what you have been doing. You have to stay consistent. One of the focuses there is core competencies, how you will stay honed in on who you are and what you're doing. So consistency, such an important thing in all facets of business, but especially during hard times. So with that, one of the things, kind of turn it to like a question slash comment for you here, Chris, is you guys are focused on veterans law, but you kind of even made some transition in that to get even more honed in on that consistent approach to really focus in on that, on the veterans. So talk us through that, and so people can extrapolate how to get some stuff for their own practice of what they do.
Yeah, and I mean, I think some of this conversation goes back to the conversation we had a few weeks ago regarding specialization. Certainly during a recession, during this kind of time, you know, this is something that we've made a conscious decision to do. We have really kind of four practice areas. We have veterans disability law, we have Social Security disability, we have estate planning and probate. And my wife does, was one of the attorneys here, she does probate and estate planning, but she is transitioning into, or has transitioned into assisting more with veterans during this time in particular. There's a lot of reasons for that, but certainly, this is something that we believe that Chambers Law Firm, that's something that we want to help as many veterans as we can. We think doing, having her transition into that is going to help out quite a bit for sure.
Yeah. You mentioned there about the specialization. We did talk about that last week. That idea, and the week before, we talked about that idea of that honing in, really finding your niche and going there. And there is a lot of crossover with the consistency. And that's an important thing. Also, you can think of, like even in that niche, how you stay consistent with your customers, how you stay consistent with your practices, how you stay consistent with your employees. One of the things that I learned, if I come in, actually Chris kind of got on me one day, and he was good that he did. I missed a meeting. He's like, he texted me after I missed the meeting. He's like, look, man, you got to just keep showing up. And you were dead on, because I was down. I was frustrated during this time. And one of the things I learned was, hey, I gotta bring my A game to the table every day for everybody. And so I even think of that thing with consistency, of just that internal, like, okay, I'm going to keep doing it. Anything you feel like you could add there and the value of that?
Yeah, I mean, one of the, this is, the Winning Edge podcast, and, part of the Winning Edge chapter B&I here in Spring Hill. Florida. And so certainly one of the things we look at regularly is this idea of visibility, which leads to credibility, which leads to profitability. And this idea of consistency certainly is going to help with the visibility and the credibility in particular. If you're not consistent, if you're kind of hit or miss, sometimes you're there, sometimes you're not, certainly that's something that is going to lead to hurting your credibility, which will mean that it'll take you longer to get to that profitability side. So certainly during a tough time, during a recession type of an economy, that becomes even more crucial.
Yeah, I was listening to Dr. Ivan Meisner, one of his podcasts. He was comparing two businesses, one who had a consistent leader versus one who was inconsistent during a hard time. And that deciding factor of consistency is what pushed one over the top. They actually gained a lot of market share because of that. So I think it's just an important thing to have that consistent approach of the specialization, the niche that you're doing, but also that internal fortitude. Hey, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to keep showing up and keep moving on. So it's going to kind of pull into number two here is this thoughtfulness or thoughtful. Remember why you do what you do. So for us at Jericho, that was a big deal because early on, specifically late March, April, you know, there was a lot of conversation in the community of like, okay, should we just kind of shut everything down and just kind of, I don't know, pull out, if you will. And I remember I made a decision with their team. I'm like, look, no, we're here to serve in hard times. What we do, we have a homeless shelter and a recovery center, and we feed those that are hungry. So I said, we're already built to serve during a hard time. We can't leave, you know, we can't leave just because, a challenge has come. That's why we should be here. This is the season we should be. And that thoughtfulness that I brought to the table really inspired our team. They're like, yeah, this is why we do what we do. And so our staff was engaged, our volunteers to the level they could be engaged were engaged. And I could see a real morale boost when we remembered that why. We were very thoughtful about who we were. So with that, did you have a similar type of moment for you with your practice? Did you all have that coming together, if you will, of like, hey, this is why we're here. We're going to keep going on.
Yeah, well, before I answer that, let me ask you a question regarding Jericho. I know you made some tough decisions there early on, and really those some of those tough decisions that you had to make early on really led Jericho to a place where you're in a really good spot right now. Jericho Road in ministry is in a very, very good spot now. And so there were some tough decisions, which has ultimately led to Jericho having a much longer life and a much, much, you know, a life that looks obviously much better moving forward. Is that right?
Yeah, it's correct.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's I think that's something, you know, you were thinking through, all right, if we go under, right, because of this, if I don't make some tough decisions now, we might not survive. We might not get out of this whenever, you know, that happens.
Yeah. I mean, you're dead on. And, you know, again, it was going back to that point of, okay, that here's why we got to do this. We know the long term, this is why. And so, yeah, so it's true. We made those decisions and hindsight now tells us we made some good ones. So I'm thankful for that.
Yeah. And on our answer, Chambers Law Firm, obviously fighting for our veterans, man, that's our focus. We want to make sure that we're helping as many veterans as we can. That's why we do what we do. And again, regardless of a recession, the Department of Veterans Affairs, they're still working from home. They're working from home, but they're still holding hearings. They're doing all those things. And so I want to make sure that my veteran clients are certainly getting, the benefits that they need. And I'm going to continue. And we have here, continue to pursue through this time. We maybe have changed the way we do that. Some of the things, we'll talk a little bit more about that in a bit. But certainly making sure that we remember why we're doing what we're doing has allowed us, to continue through, and it's been good. So.
Well, so just for, if you're hearing this and you're thinking, well, I don't run a nonprofit, I don't have a veterans firm, what's my thoughtfulness? I would imagine what you need to go back to for any, whatever business you run, you go back to that initial drive. Like, why am I doing this? And, you know, here's what I've learned in my life. And I'm sure Chris could say this. If you're just in it for profit, if you're just in it to make money, that's probably not going to be the enduring thing. You know, there's got to be a why, you know? And so go back to that why. I mean, we're all excited about profit. I don't mean to demean that by any means, but that why, that's what we're getting to. So every business should have that. Every business has that to some extent. Go back to that. This is why we do it, because it's going to really lead into this next one. That flexibility that we'll get to. But Chris, yeah, go ahead, chime in.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to jump back real quick with consistency. I know one of the things that we had wanted to discuss regarding consistency is, you know, keep doing the things that you were doing before, continue making sure that continues throughout. And one of those things was, you know, not to cut back on marketing. You want to talk a little bit about kind of that, your mentality with Jericho there?
Yeah, so if you don't mind, I'm gonna drop that into just a different, after I get into this flexibility side, if you don't mind, because I feel like that really ties in. Third one is flexibility. So we build off of consistency, staying consistent. This is, we're going to get through this, thoughtful. Here's our why. Now flexibility. And Chris hit on it really good. It was a perfect segue. One of the decisions that we made in this time was, it was a consistent decision, but we actually grew and became more flexible with it because we saw the importance of it was marketing. So we had to shut down our stores. We have 4 thrift stores that fund our ministry, that fund our nonprofit. And so we had to shut those down because of some of the challenges with COVID. So we already marketed, we already did that, but we had to become more flexible how we did that. So one of the people we tapped into through our own BNI chapter, he'd done a phenomenal job. We've actually extended our contract with him because he's done so well, is Michelle Hobbs with Capture Video. We really prepared ourselves from a video standpoint, from a marketing standpoint. It was something we already did, but we did it even to a bigger extreme through him. He did a phenomenal job. So that was some of the flexibility that actually came because of a consistent approach. So that was one of the things that we grew in to be flexible during this time. Chris, let me switch it to you for just a second. How, you know, you guys, I'm going to kind of tee you up a little bit. I know you had to, like, you were kind of limiting some of the contact. You didn't have the hearings the way that you normally had them. What was some of the flexibility that you guys found during this hard time? And maybe take it even a step further. How have you seen that you can take some of those lessons learned into the future?
Yeah, so I mean, like you mentioned, the hearings really has been the big thing, because whether it's for Social Security disability, whether it's for VA disability, those have always required in-person hearings or going to the hearing offices or the regional offices and being there in person for a hearing with a video, maybe from, you know, with a judge up in DC in another regional office. Obviously with COVID, those offices immediately shut down, you know, back in March. And so the question was, well, are we just not going to have any hearings for, you know, indefinitely, or are we going to figure out how to move forward? Pre-COVID, it was, you know, it's always been my philosophy that I'd rather be in person than be on a video, because, you know, there's a number of reasons for that. So then I had to really kind of think about that. All right, well, do we want to continue that? If so, again, I have no idea when they may open up. Here we are now in September, middle of September, and it's been 6 months, and they haven't opened up yet. And so if my decision at that time had been, well, we're just going to hold out and wait for them to reopen, you know, there's 6 months that would have been gone where my clients wouldn't have been able to receive any benefits. And so that's one of the big things we had to change is willingness to do that. And obviously I had to
go ahead. Pause there. That's that'd have been a death sentence. 6 months.
Yeah, absolutely. No, 6 months is a really, really long time. And again, these clients, from a Social Security standpoint, these are folks that aren't working. They can't work because of their conditions. And so to extend their claims for another at least 6 months, and we're probably talking more like a year to 18 months. Again, it's just not feasible. And so we had to kind of adapt on the fly. And so we're doing, you know, hearings by phone. We're doing hearings here in the office by video. So we've had to adapt that way. But there's been some kind of secondary auxiliary type of benefits. And one of those is, I looked in my truck today to see the number of miles I have on it. And it's extremely low, because I'm not driving other than to the, you know, the office, to the house. And the other thing is, you know, talking to my client yesterday about that, and one of the things he reminded me of, yeah, and you're able to stay safe as well. You don't have to get out there and put yourself or put your clients at risk by being out, you know, near a bunch of people. So there's certainly been some benefits, but we have had to learn on the fly. So
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing that, you know, is so crucial because if, and again, I think all these things go so well together, that consistency, that thoughtfulness, but you hit something there specifically with the thoughtfulness. You know, your business could have died 6 months, but think about all those people, like all those people that they're depending on this. I mean, like legitimately, this is their livelihood. And if you aren't flexible, who's going to serve them? Who's going to take care of them? You know? So it's incredible. One other member of our chapter, and there's a lot of members have done great with this, so we're not trying to exclude anybody. But Rory with Little Lady Cafe, I've been really, many of us have been really excited to see how she's, you know, really taken some of this catering, become more flexible with that, and really growing in a whole new avenue. So think through your business. What is your business? Where have you had to change? And where's that flexibility really growing you? Because hopefully that'll move you into the future when things aren't as challenging. So we hit to this next one. It's enduring. Because here's the reality. Any hard time, be it COVID, recession, whatever, any hard time, you're going to have pockets or you're going to have windows or days where, good grief, you're just going to be like, I don't know if I want to do this. I'm like, you know. But one of the things that makes any person successful is what? Being able to endure. My grandfather, I don't think this quote's original with him, but my grandfather used to say to me, Andrew, success is, you know, it's like 90% of it's just showing up. Just keep showing up, keep showing. And that's one of our things that you already hit in BNI. That's one of the things we kind of preach already with that visibility and so forth. So let's talk about that with a little bit. When you're enduring, some of the things that you could do is prioritize your own health and your own well-being. Prioritize taking care of yourself and making sure that your maybe your team is doing well. So anything you'd like to add in there from prioritizing your own well-being and so forth to help your business and yourself grow, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, again, just kind of anecdotally, one of the things that that I've done is, you know, I noticed that since COVID, I was sitting in my desk for hours and hours and hours all day. And by the end of the day, man, I was in quite a bit of pain. Just by sitting there all day. And it's not very healthy, you know, lifestyle, very, very sedentary. And so I actually purchased the standing desk so that now I can stand up for, you know, I can stand up all day if I so choose, or I can stand up half the day or whatever. But it allows me another avenue instead of just in that kind of sitting posture, putting pressure on my back and so on and so forth. It allowed me to do that and certainly offer that to my team here. Another thing is, you know, we wanted to figure out how to move forward. But certainly early on with the shutdowns, lockdowns and everything, you know, we weren't able to all be together. And so allowing, you know, anybody to work from home, you know, that was another thing that we've done. And you know, I know that's widespread. It's not anything, you know, special to this firm, but certainly something that we've done. And again, just one of those things, just looking to adapt, figuring out ways to do that. And I'll just, you know, as you mentioned, the prioritizing the health and wellness, you know, I think it's important to always have something where you can, you know, kind of get through that. For me, you know, it's playing tennis at least once a week. You know, I'd love to be able to play more than that, but that gives me an avenue to get out there, man, get some exercise, get some sweat in, hit the ball as hard as I'd like, and then get back to work. So, you know, I think everybody should have something like that. Certainly wish I could do, you know, and a lot of folks do a lot better than I do as far as, you know, diet, exercise, and those kind of things. But certainly, I know I've seen the opposite as far as the diet goes. It's kind of gone the other way. And so we've had to recently say, we got to figure this thing out.
Well, you know, let me share one that we've seen. And this may sound opposite from enduring, but celebrating. You know, when we were going through some of these hard times, and you know, I remember we had a big breakthrough through a financial avenue that we were pursuing. And I remember we were late one night, me and the coworker that were working on it, and just the celebration we had when it came through, and that enabled us to endure. So I would encourage you to celebrate all the successes that you do see during hard times, because that's going to give you more joy and more fuel to keep pressing through. So again, endure. So for you, maybe you're a sole proprietor, maybe you got a team, whatever position you're in, really figure out how, okay, I'm going to make it through this. I've went through hard things before. I'm going to make it through it. It's going to be okay. We're going to get there. So endure. Let's hit this last one, and we're going to really end on a positive one, growing. Here's what I've learned. If somebody would have told me that it would take a pandemic where everything would be shut down for our business to be in the position that it is now, I would have told them you're crazy. But what I've seen is that we've taken a lot of market share. We've grown considerably. because we have done these four things we mentioned. We have really been, you know, consistent. We've really been thoughtful and flexible, and we've really endured. And so now, because of that, we've applied all these things. We've marketed in new ways. We've changed how we're doing stuff. And because of that, we're coming out. And I can say this, you know, we've had some of our best months ever from a sales perspective from our stores through this time. And I'm just amazed by that. So I'm happy to say that there is a lot of growth available during hard times. What else can you add there that maybe people can take for their business?
Yeah, I mean, a couple of things. One, you know, make the most of your current clients or customers. You know, those are folks that you already have relationships with, and so you know, find ways to help others through them. Certainly here at Jim's Law Firm, that's been huge for us. You know, the word of mouth. I'm able to help a veteran out, and man, they suddenly, you know, they want their family members who are veterans. They want their friends who are veterans to get the help they need. And you know, we have clients all over the country now as a result of that. You know, another thing that I'd mention is, you know, you could also, you know, look to change things around you know, maybe even gain some of your competition's, you know, customers or clients. You know, do something, offer something that maybe they're not offering, you know, do something that they're not doing. You know, you mentioned LT. One of the things that I know they're doing is Total Dimensions, right? Hair Salon. They are making sure that their salon is super clean, you know, in between every client, you know, every customer. They're making sure that they're cleaning that up. You know, she's mentioned that several times in the meetings. And as a result, she's setting kind of her salon apart as somebody, hey, if you go in there, you're going to be safe, man. They take this seriously. They're all wearing masks. You know, there's no standing folks, just, you know, anywhere you kind of stay in your car until it's time. So that would be an example there.
Yeah. Speaking on that one, you know, my wife, specifically to LT, the shout out to her. Your team does a great job, LT. My wife has mentioned the same thing. My mom went and got a haircut that my wife's been there multiple times now. I've been there. Phenomenal job through that, you know. And I think that goes back to that customer even. Like, you're adding value to your customer experience through this. And so because of that, there's growth. There's a couple more that I think we could hit on. One in particular is Judy Barito with J&S Specialty Printing. One of the things that she did, and our company Jericho bought quite a few of these, were masks. She quickly adapted and she grew because of that, selling masks, and they're a great mask. I love them. I wore mine all around because it was lightweight. It was nice. I liked it a lot. It was just a phenomenal thing that she did. She also started making graduation signs. Danielle Rush started doing yoga like classes online, which I thought were really cool to, you know, kind of all these things we talked about, flexibility and all this, and then growing during this. We talked Mike Benetto with their merger with SunTrust, the merger there to become Truist, BBT, it went to with SunTrust to become Truist. The things that he's talked about, like, hey, credit lines and different things that businesses could do through here to really help people, but also gave them growth during this time. So there's just a lot of things that if you will, I think, specifically endure and then start looking for, like, hey, we can grow. There's a lot there that you can take during that time. Let me add one more from our own perspective, and then if you got anything else to share, feel free, and then we'll wrap it up. One of the things that was so interesting for us is that we decided, okay, we're going to follow everything that the CDC wants us to follow in our stores, but we're going to stay open. And I remember hearing from a customer in particular said, you know what, I don't know where I would have shopped for a certain item if you guys weren't open during this time. And that meant something to me because it was like, look, you know, it's not just the financial. It was this person had a real need. They didn't have the resources per se to go to certain places. We fit that need. And I felt very proud to do that. So it's like decided there is growth that can happen during this time. So just be encouraged, find those ways. Anything you'd like to add before I wrap it up, Chris?
Yeah, only other thing I'd say, it's always important for us, you know, to analyze how we're doing things, maybe even why we're doing things, and looking for ways to improve. I think that's only that the importance of that is only heightened through a difficult time like this. So, I enjoyed the conversation, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Great. So these five things, let me just count them off real quick again for you, and then we'll wrap it up. So be consistent, be thoughtful, be flexible, endure, and then find those ways to grow. So grow during this time. Thank you guys so much for listening. We hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge Podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!